good for our heart. They say it's good for the mind. They say the people we love we leave behind. They say it's torture and pain. They say it's freedom again. Do we know now? They say it's people we know. They say it's fractions and holes. They say it's pushing a stone up a hill to let it roll. They say it's pleasure and pain. They say it's freedom.
Heard the song Falling Away by Big Scary. You can find them on their website, bigscary.net. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later, we're going to be speaking with David E. Beats as he talks about his latest endeavor, the Renaissance. But how about this? We are going to play, I've been playing these guys for a while. This is Beast Make Bomb. And Beast Make Bomb will also be playing a string of New York dates this month. So make sure to check them on their website, beastmakebomb.com. Here is Dreamboat.
You made me feel untrue, you made me Yo, what up? This is Dave D.B., and I'm chilling here with my man DJ Turtle, and we're here for the playlist. And right now, y'all about to hear my new song, Have It All.
I'm trying to have it all, homie, that's my mission. I be on my grind, trying ain't enough to get it. So I work hard, word to my father. Cause he a dippy, so you see I'm forced to go harder. I'm in early, I study longer, I stay longer. Plus I got patients like a doctor, see, they work over 10 years for the good life. Big house, four kids, and a good wife. Two cars, one paycheck. Invest in foreign stocks, dog, that's a safe bet. Getting paid, nigga, that's my dream. And I'ma have it all, fuck you mean. Get up, and then you ball. And by the end of this, I'ma have it all. And by the end of this, I'ma have it all. First you fight, and then you fall. And then you get up, and then you ball. And by the end of this, I'ma have it all. And by the end of this, I'ma have it all.
Just heard the song Have It All by the White House Band, which you can find on their website, thewhitehouseband.net. And with me is David E. Beats. How's it going, man? Long time no convo, you know?
Hey, yeah, long time no talk.
As a matter of fact, the last time I talked to you, it was at 2 in the morning. And I think you had just gotten out of the studio because you called me and you're like, oh my God, I'm making my next album. It's even better than this last one. And I was like, how is that possible, you know?
Yeah, man. That's how I felt. And it was like, I still kind of feel that way, you know? I feel like this project is even doing better as well, you know?
Yeah, tell me about working with Mick Boogie. Have you worked with him before?
No, I never worked with him before. I never worked with any DJs before. So that was kind of like, new and interesting because, essentially, like, I never really had a DJ on my track, so when I linked up with Mick Boogie, it kind of added, like, I kind of liked the fact that he was very minimal with it, and he was the one who also blended the tracks together to kind of give it that continuous flow that the mixtape has, and, yeah, it was interesting, but, you know, I produced all the stuff myself, you know, as far as, like, the music and stuff goes.
Now, the album, of course, that we're talking about is Renaissance, and that got nearly 4,000 plays in one day. Were you really, were you expecting that much play?
No, not at all, actually. When we put it out, you know, our last mixtape didn't really do that well online, so we weren't really expecting too much. This is kind of our first foray into, like, putting out a project, like, for real, you know? It was our first foray into, like, really putting out a tape, like, for real, you know, no, uh, you know, like on the big level. And it kind of turned out good. We didn't expect that many people at first. It was kind of a shock. Like, I kept logging in every like 15 minutes watching the plays jump up. You know, I was just like on it that day, like, oh my God, like people still fucking like playing this shit. You know, like it was weird. You know, it was like it was interesting, but now we're ready for more.
And you have been doing more. I saw the Have It All video. And where did you find that place? It looked like some sort of like Chernobyl, like abandoned, far off, like place in New Jersey or something.
Yeah, it's actually in Staten Island. It's a ship graveyard that the director had been telling me about since last year, actually. We were supposed to shoot a different video there, but that got scrapped. And we decided to use it. Hold on a second. We decided to use this location for the Have It All because we kind of felt like the colors and the location really fit the ruggedness of the song. And also when I hear songs, I see colors and, you know, that whole brownish, vintage-y kind of sepia tone. That's kind of what I imagined in my head every time I listen to the song. So it just kind of fit on a creative end. And I just also thought it would look cool, you know, to be in an abandoned shipyard. I cut my foot, thought it was affected, you know, really hurt myself there, you know, got almost fell in quicksand in that video. There's a lot of things that went down, and almost died doing that video several times over, but almost died doing all my videos, so it doesn't really matter. But, yeah.
But that's pushing the edge. I would say almost dying in every video is really pushing the edge.
Yeah. Wait till you see the TGIF video. I definitely really hurt myself in that one.
Really? What'd you do? How'd you hurt yourself?
We were doing pretend dunks, and on the very last shot of the day, I missed the rail. Like, I did 100 dunks that day. Like, it was no problem, you know? And in the last end of it, I missed the rail and twisted my ankle really bad, like, fell right on the side of my, like, ankle. And it, like, twisted really bad. I couldn't walk for, like, a week, you know? So, it was like, but we did finish the video that day, though. I got up and limped and did some extra shots before I went home. I didn't, like, just go straight home.
The things we do for our craft, I tell you.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what? Let's take a break. We're going to hear another song off the Renaissance mixtape. Here's Happiness featuring, is it Scythe?
Yes, it is Scythe.
Make it jump in here. And no crisscross, just a spin off of an old joint that made white girls get off. Roll up, lift off, insert, spit off. That's like every day. Some days a shirt day so late. Not perfect, okay, but since birth by ain't gonna find lanes to play and new games to slay. Son, there be a range of ways to cop that palace in the Escalade. All cash, no credit. And I credit those that embedded and told any buddies to check it. And I shine fluorescent, cause my mind and my message sync like I'm texting. I compete with myself for the best flip and read Donald Trump for the lessons. Now there's a major bump in the sales pitch. Oh, shouts Cap City Records and WHB, INPR though, World to Americano.
On my peak, man, I feel it in my chest. Living and you learn, and I learn to be awesome. Going top flight, how to sight when my thoughts come. Label me a dreamer, label me a rider. Leave it up to me lyrically to provide a way from the bullshit they still serve up. But I'm focused enough to see what's what. I keep it going cause I'm goddamn willing to. I take the time to unwind, ain't feeling you. So what, slow up with the interviews. Watch your mouth when you talking to a winner, dude. Yes sir, I'ma fight to the finish. Fight to replenish, this is more than an image. You a Popeye nigga, better eat the spinach. I'ma go and eat my dinner, be fucked on these niggas. Real tough on these niggas, I'ma eat regardless. Start this real shit, phones where the heart is. Never bought this, ayo, buck for buck. Still stands that I'm a true artist.
Yo, what up? This is David E. Beach, and if you like what you're listening to, make sure you visit my site, thewhitehouseband.net. Follow me on Twitter at David E. Beach, or Facebook, facebook.com/thewhitehouseband. Until next time, stay dope off. Peace out.
Yeah, what up? This David E. Beat is sick.
It's cursed me to see what life should be like. If God wanted me to be this person and be happy here, he wouldn't let me feel so oppressed. He wouldn't let me feel so trampled. And when they see me, they know that every day when I'm breathing, it's for us to go farther.
I gotta be more than just an average man with you. I gotta set a mark. Can't nobody touch. And when I set that mark, I'm gonna make it.
What the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I'm gonna say, a real N-I-G-G-A.
When I make a song, I'm always shooting for the fences. I go to war against myself, front line trenches. All my beats be number one, drumline bitches. So it's just a matter of time before I get it, son. Been ambitious since I was seeming, but I'm from the hood. We're doing good as trees, and I'm from where they pop you and don't need a reason. Shit, it's a miracle I'm still breathing. On my contract, legit, nobody fucking me. And on the music tip, ain't nobody touching me. And most of these rap niggas still got funny feet. Half stepping, but ain't no half stepping me. And it's still fucking blowing till my dying day. The city made me so cold, so ain't no trying me. Plus I'm so bold, and fortune favors me. And it's White House till I live out my expectancy. Beats to the death of me, White House to a ghost. This the realest shit I ever wrote. Beats to the death of me, White House to a ghost.
If you got love and you putting out real shit, you can do that. If you kicking that shit from your heart, you can go wherever your heart wants you to go.
Back on the playlist, and still with me, David E. Beats, and we were just listening to the song "Ghost" featuring Tupac. How did this come about? Was it you were inspired by a hologram?
Yeah, I revived him and had him speak some words of wisdom on the track, and then let him go back to sleep. Sign out of it. But yeah, what really happened was I had the beat for like a long time. It was kind of like bits and pieces. Like it was a half-made beat. And usually what I do is I kind of go through my collection of, like, half-made beats when I'm working on a project, and I kind of, like, pick ones that I like. And for some reason, when I made the beat at the time, I remember the day when I kind of, like, half-made it. I thought it was so whack. I was like, oh, this is whack, and I didn't finish it, you know? And then I came back to it, and I was like, oh, this is hot, you know? You know, it's kind of like Taste Evolved and shit like that, so then I was like, oh, this is kind of hot, and it was just, it was just the haunty choir. That's all it was at the time. So then I added the drums, and then I did all the EQ, and it just kind of built from there, and then I wrote the rap, and then for some reason, the words, this is the realest shit I ever wrote, kept coming to me, so I was like, man. And then I asked my manager, I was like, yo, should I put, like, Tupac vocals on this track? You know, I don't want the hip-hop people to think I'm trying to be gangster or something, you know, like, I kind of had to ask before I do it. I didn't want to, like, disrespect or, you know, make people think that I'm trying to, like, hop on Pac nuts or something like that. So, you know, everyone said it would be a good idea. So that's when I, you know, took some of my favorite quotes from him off YouTube and just threw them in the song. And yeah, it kind of built the beat around it a little bit here and there. And recorded my verse to my hook, and that was kind of it, you know, sent to the mixing master, just kind of how the song progressed. And I'm very surprised that a lot of people you know, on my concerts or everywhere, they keep telling me that that's like their favorite song on the project, you know, so I think it's kind of interesting, you know, it's kind of one of my favorites too.
Yeah, that song is badass, and I was wondering if you played that song when you performed with Keith Murray.
Yes, I think I did.
Did you hear anything from Keith Murray's camp, whether or not they digged it or not?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I didn't meet Keith Murray that night. You know, the show was not really that great. You know, I'm not going to say anything bad about Keith Murray, but, like, it wasn't really as, like, popping as the other shows that I was doing. So he wasn't really there. I heard he didn't show until, like, 1, and the place was, like, kind of empty, so I didn't bother sticking around.
That's crazy. Oh, well, thanks for letting us know. Really appreciate it. Real quick, if you want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already on the computer, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and check out our podcasts and read our blogs. Lastly, David, I wanted to talk to you about your Twitter account. Earlier, you gave that out, and I thought you were kind of a little bit mad at Twitter at first. Have you finally accepted Twitter?
I'm still a little bit pissed at Twitter because I'm getting, like, mad followers every day with my number never goes up. So I don't know what's going on with that. You know, like, I've been having the same following for, like, a very long time. And it's like people keep saying, oh, but I'm following you. Like, every day I log in, I see, like, 10, 20 followers a day. But the number just keeps, like, staying the same. And I don't know why that is, so... Like Facebook, I'm like more on Facebook and people interact with me more on Facebook anyway. Twitter, it just kind of seems dead to me, you know. Maybe I'm just hating. I don't know.
Maybe you should write a song about it.
I don't know. Like, it's not like I'm not getting followers. That's like what's really like making me mad about it. It's like I'm getting followers. It's like it's not like I'm someone that's not getting followers and just hating on Twitter because he can't get followers. It's like people are following me every day. I just don't know why it's not increasing, you know, while the number keeps staying the same all the time, you know? I mean, on Facebook, I got almost 4,000 fans on there, so, you know, I have no problem getting fans, and the number keeps increasing on Facebook, and I think I have, like, almost 600 people talking about me or something like that right now. But Twitter is just pissing me off, like, and it's always a problem. It's always overcrowded. It's always shutting down all the time.
Well, if you want to get a hold of David E. Beats, go to thewhitehouseband.net. There you can become a fan on Facebook. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, go ahead, too. I'm sure you would really appreciate that. Thank you so much for being on the show. And we are going to leave you now with Beware.
Boogie.
Yeah.
Yo, been flowing since a youngin', been nice since then. I'll be nice at 100, and I'm smoking on that perp. I'm blazing on that sour, and I got nice and rapping while freestyle in the shower. And I'm in it though, till I finish though. Never been a loser, I can't help but win the shows. Get your winter clothes, lay it with some dinner rogues. Cause the shit that I spit, dog, it is winter cold. Cause I'm in it to win it, and cause I'm in it to get it. And everybody know that when a nigga flow, it's White House band, nigga I go. Cause I'm in it to win it, and cause I'm in it to get it. And everybody know that when a nigga flow, it's White House band, nigga I go.
Yo, second verse nigga, and I play bass just to make it worse niggas. And I got a couple years on them, let me talk biz on them. Shit, I might just diss on them, take my dick and whiz on them. Straight piss on them. That's how I feel, y'all. That's how I treat competition in my field, y'all. Hell nah, I don't feel wrong. Cause life is a bitch, I'm going in that shit wrong.
Hey!
I'm in it to win it, and cause I'm in it to get it. And everybody know that when a nigga flow, it's White House band, nigga, I go. Cause I'm in it to win it, and cause I'm in it to get it. And everybody know that when a nigga flow, it's White House band, nigga, I go.